It's Wednesday, the 10th of April, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. Following the release of the Consumer Price Index for March 2024, which shows the annual inflation rate stood at 4.5% compared to 7.2% recorded in March of 2023 by the Namibia Statistics Agency, we reached out to Helen Amboti, an economist at FNB Namibia, to get the bank's inflation forecast for April.
Our revised inflation for Namibia anticipates a 4.9% inflation rate in April, with a 12-month average of 4.7% in 2024. Upward adjustment to our inflation reflects the recent fuel price increase hikes as well as tax reform enacted on 1 March, which we expect to further support disposable income. The adjustments in civil servant wages and tax reform supporting disposable income we expect would lead to further increases in consumer spending, potentially fueling inflation due to heightened demand pressures. However, we maintain our view that the elevated interest rate may dampen the impact of demand pressures.
Senegal's new president, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, has pledged to govern with humility and transparency. Faye, who is 44, is one of Africa's youngest leaders. Political analyst Raquel Andrea says the continent is seeing a rise in young people taking over from the stalwarts of African democracy.
There is definitely a wave of democratic transition on the continent. You can see it particularly saturated in Western Africa, to the point where some are even questioning what then is democracy when you have an individual such as the current Burkina Faso president, quite popular by all standards amongst young people even. So what we are seeing is young people sort of taking over from the stalwarts of African democracy from the early 1960s when most African states were getting independence. It's almost like the liberators of old now forcefully being put in position to hand over power to the youth.
Staying on the continent, health authorities in Nigeria have launched an investigation following the outbreak of a strange disease in the country's northwest state of Sokoto.
Nigeria's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, NCDC, says 4 persons have died from the yet-to-be-identified disease. There are over 160 people, mostly children, between ages 4 and 13 suspected with the ailment. Its symptoms include fever, abdominal distension, vomiting and weight loss. The NCDC says it has launched an awareness campaign in the state, urging people to be vigilant and report persons with the symptoms to the nearest health facilities. The agency says various samples have been taken for analysis, including blood and locally grown food produce. Kasim Akende, Jos.
French government ministers will examine a new end-of-life bill in cabinet on Wednesday.
It's the latest social policy reform from the French government and would allow a person to access a medically assisted end to their life. The bill will be restricted to adults suffering from an incurable illness. At present in France, only deep and continuous sedation is accessible for people in such situations. MPs will get their chance to scrutinise and debate the proposed legislation at the end of May, when the bill is due to come before the lower house. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And World Travel Market Africa, the continent's leading exhibition for both inbound and outbound travel and tourism market, has opened its doors at the Cape Town International Convention Centre today. Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Growth, James Force.
My goal is to see that every Cape Town household benefits from tourism jobs, focusing on increasing flights, attracting cruise liners, and securing more conferences and events. Aviation, which brought 24 billion rand and 10,600 plus jobs last year.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.